Week 4, Day 4. Ezekiel 23, verses 2 through 17. Two women, the daughters of one mother, committed whoredoms in Egypt. They committed whoredoms in their youth. One played the harlot when she was mine, and she doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians, her neighbors. She bestowed her whoredoms on them, neither did she leave her whoredoms brought from Egypt. The other corrupted her love more than the former, and her whoredoms were more than the whoredoms of her sister. She increased her whoredoms. She loved the Chaldeans. The Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their whoredom. Doctrine of Life 79, subsection 2. These words relate to the Israelitish and Jewish church, which are called daughters of one mother. By their whoredoms are meant the adulterations and falsifications of the word. And, as in the word, by Egypt is meant knowledge, by Assyria reasoning, by Chaldea the profanation of truth, and by Babylon the profanation of good. Therefore it is said that they committed whoredom with those nations. Apocalypse Explained 983, subsection 2. That marriage is heaven and that adultery is hell is best seen from their origin. The origin of love truly conjugal is the Lord's love for the church, and this is why the Lord is called in the word the bridegroom and husband, and the church bride and wife. It is from this marriage that the church is the church in general and in particular. The church in particular is a man in whom the church is. From this, it is very clear that the Lord's conjunction with a man of the church is the very origin of love truly conjugal, and how that conjunction can be the origin shall now be told. The Lord's conjunction with a man of the church is a conjunction of good and truth. Good is from the Lord, and truth is with man. And from this, the conjunction that is called the heavenly marriage. From that marriage, love truly conjugal exists between two partners who are in such conjunction with the Lord. From this, it is now evident that truly conjugal love is from the Lord alone, and exists with those who are in the conjunction of good and truth from the Lord. As this conjunction is reciprocal, it is said by the Lord that they are in him and he in them. John 14, verse 20. This conjunction, or this marriage, was established from creation. The man was created to be the understanding of truth, and the woman to be the affection of good, and thus the man to be truth and the woman good. When the understanding of truth, that is, with the man, makes one with the affection of good, that is, with the woman, there is a conjunction of the two minds into one. This conjunction is the spiritual marriage from which conjugal love descends. For when two minds are so conjoined as to be one mind, there is love between them. And when this love, which is from the love of spiritual marriage, descends into the body, it becomes the love of natural marriage. That this is so, anyone can clearly perceive if he wants to. A married pair who interiorly, or as their minds love each other mutually and reciprocally, also love each other mutually and reciprocally as to their bodies. It is known that all love descends into the body from an affection of the mind, and that apart from such an origin, no love exists. Since then, the origin of conjugal love is the marriage of good and truth, and this marriage in its essence is heaven, it is clear that the origin of the love of adultery is the marriage of evil and falsity, which, in its essence, is hell. Heaven is a marriage because all who are in the heavens are in the marriage of good and truth. And hell is adultery because all who are in the hells are in the marriage of evil and falsity. From this it follows that marriage and adultery are as opposite as heaven and hell are. Apocalypse Explained, 995. True conjugal love is from the Lord alone. It is from the Lord alone because it descends from the Lord's love for heaven and the church, and thus from the love of good and truth. And from this it follows that true conjugal love in its first essence is love to the Lord. 1. An example of falsifying and adulterating the word, represented by the two women in the prophecy of Ezekiel, is the interpretation of the Lord saying to Peter that he would give him the keys of heaven to bind or loose on earth and in heaven. Matthew 16 verses 13 through 23. Some people took this as giving the Pope, as the successor to Peter, divine authority to sentence people to hell or raise them to heaven. They ignore verse 23, just four verses later, where Jesus calls Peter Satan, and many other teachings. The power of opening and closing heaven actually belongs to the divine truth that Peter had just stated, namely, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." 2. Does it fit with your experience that man is created to be the understanding of truth and woman the affection of good? Are there other ways in which you see that men, from Mars, and women, from Venus, complete each other?